Hello, everyone. It's Michael Jacob with Unleashing Intuition Secrets. So unleashing, so just explosion, unleashing intuition. So intuition is our state of consciousness, our state of being, so forth. It took me pretty much most of my lifetime as Navy SEAL and so forth. The CIA developed that to a very great extent. Now, many of us are starting to develop that now during these troubling time frames. So it is something that is, everyone has that, everyone has access to that. To me, the way I believe it is, it's a connection to source, it's a connection to God. And when you have that pure connection to God, you have access to everything. You have access to all there is. So when we look at President Trump and we look at the military, so there's a lot of things that have been going on behind the scenes, covertly. All right, so we've talked. Many of us have talked about, special operations being done here in the United States. We've seen it. We've kind of called it out in certain areas in L.A. where they went in and seemingly got a nuke that was in an area several years ago. We've seen a lot of this going down over the years, pointed some of this out. Okay, so right now we're seeing pretty much out in the open for those of us that can look, and those of us that can point it out, is we have basically the doomsday plan. There's E4B, which basically goes up if basically everything is gone bad. So there's two of those plans. So on the 15th, that went down just recently, a couple of days ago, we had both of those plans up in the air. Now, we know that when President Trump left, he basically put us into, before he left, he put us into much military, it's military law that's going on right now. It's military occupation and so forth that's going on in the United States. Now, if we were to look at Russia, we see that the Russians are basically destroying NATO. It's very systematic. Everything they have been able to send, M1A1 Abrams tanks, those are being decimated on their battlefield now. That was supposed to be the, once those came out, everything's supposed to turn around for the Ukrainians. The Russians are destroying them as fast as they put them out there. So Russians pretty much have air superiority with a few exceptions. They're devastating the Ukrainian military machine, devastating it, destroying it, eating it up. There's very much, very, very little of it left. All right. So it's kind of at this point up to when the Russians finally break the back of the Ukrainian military, right? So it's basically just pick the thing up and slam it down over the knee, the bent over knee, and it's like back broke, right? And we're getting so close to that. So we see little things that are being sent to help us see this. So just recently, they haven't been able to send any supplies, any money to Ukraine from the U.S. for quite a long time. After they sent hundreds of billions of dollars, now it's just a trickle here and there. Just recently, somehow they squeezed out $300 million, right? Of course, here in the United States, $300 million would go a long way. $100 billion would do unbelievable things here in the United States, like close the border down from the craziness that's going on down there. There would be free health care. There would be free education. There would be no hunger anywhere. You would probably be able to, like, you know, take a year off from work, everybody in the United States, for the hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars they sent to Ukraine. So it is very, very troubling to have seen that happening. It was very, very troubling to see, the bioweapon they got released. We had a bioweapon attack from China in the U.S. And of course, that was supplied and helped along by elements within the United States. We already know that Fauci and NIH and all those different organizations basically were funding and helping to see this gain of function, and gain of function basically seeing, well, if that DNA basically connected with the alligator DNA and you had HIV in it and all this stuff, what might come out of that? So this is the craziness of these guys have been playing around with, trying to play God, and that is going to come back, and it's already, I believe, going to bite them in the butt. So we see that guy that's posing as President Biden, right, is an actor, yes. Sometimes I think different actors. We've seen the masking, we've seen the forehead all scrunched up with you know, the masking's not fitting right, the neck all scrunched up, Kamala Harris, her neck's all scrunched up with the masking kind of like unraveling and bunching up. He has a dimple in his chin. If you look back in time, the old Biden did not, he had a smooth chin, so now he's got a dimple in the chin, and his earlobes are attached now, and his earlobes used to not be attached. So we see this covert operation that we have been trying to point out for a little while now. That's been ongoing. Now, that's just some of the ones that we can point out and let everybody know about. But absolutely, there's been a lot more. So some of that covert activity is basically destroying NATO. NATO, basically a Nazi enterprise that's being decimated. And we've seen just recently Macron in France saying that he's going to arm up his jets with nukes now. It's like, so pushing the envelope. Now, if the roles were reversed and we had Russia sending arms to Mexico and Mexicans coming across the border and we're having to defend ourselves, what do you think that we would do to Russia? Yeah. So Russia obviously is holding back. And why is that? Because I believe Russia is waiting for the go signal from the United States, where the military is basically very close to the point of overtly, meaning they're out in the open, taking down deep state actors and let everybody see about it. See it happening, right? It's been behind the scenes for quite some time. Maybe not so much for some of us can see this stuff and trying to point it out to everybody, look, everything's moving along. You know, hang in there. It's a process. So a lot of that's happening now. Trump being the front man for this organization that's basically going to take down the deep state here in the United States, which is the most powerful center for the deep state. Now, once it is taken down here, then it'll be dominoes very quickly around the world. We've talked about this for years now. All right, so a lot of people are frustrated, myself included, that it hasn't happened faster, but we're getting all of these little telegraphed messages and so forth that we're right on the cusp of that. Now, one of those I look at Derek Johnson's information because he's really cutting edge. He's talking about torching the barn, killing the rats, working on 190 plus commanders relieved of duty since June 2017. Now, of course, that was during the time frame where Trump was at. So it's still ongoing. And there's been executive orders that basically keeps this military operation going. And Derek does a really good job of laying all that out. It keeps that every year it's been signed again. So why would Biden and friends basically sign something which is basically going to destroy them? Well, because Biden's not there anymore. And the people that are still out in the open, but know that things are going poorly for them. I mean, I look at some of these guys and they do not have happy faces, right? They do not have happy faces. And that's not because, you know, they're troubled that, you know, America is in dire straits and they're concerned. No, it's because their butts are in the line and they're probably going to get taken down. So we see a lot of this stuff going on. President Trump has made comms. If you look at just recently, he was in CPAC. He talked about how we have all these new jets that are coming online and soon the military will move and there's nothing going to stop them. Like, what? So little cons, little sneaks of cons that are out there right now. All right. So just it's basically not just telegraphing for the average American person, but also for people that are listening for comms, right? So there's different ways to relay this information. You guys have seen it before with the mainstream media, which is the bad guys. They'll say the same thing over and over again. Trump Russia collusion. I mean, every single organization out there will repeat the same thing or would repeat the same thing when it came to basically call-ups. It's communications. And that's one of the ways that secret organizations basically send information to everyone in the field. All right. So this is, and it could be some of that stuff could be like on a specific show, like Don Lemon maybe would come out and say a specific word, or Andrew Cuomo would say a specific word. Everybody's waiting for that specific word, and then they hear it in the news, and then it's like an operation gets kicked off, right? So these are the things that are happening. So President Trump, by saying some of these things, is basically kicking off some operation somewhere. Now, recently, he was talking about United Auto Workers are in dire straits as far as, you know, the plants are being built down in Mexico by the Chinese. And so he said that he talks like first person, like he's going to be the president. He says when he comes in, there's no way the Chinese are going to bring four cars across the border. We're going to up the tax on it. They have no tax coming across the border. We're going to up the tax 100%, right? 100% tax. So that's stirring the pot. All right. So he says in there, he says, and if he's not elected, there will be a bloodbath. Now, if you look at where the conversation was going, you would think he's specifically talking about the auto workers. And he basically says in there, if you want to go look at it, it's on Fourth Breaking News. Trump makes viral bloodbath comments. Type that in and go check it out. The comments about auto manufacturing at Ohio rally. So this is more cops. It's more cops, right? So bloodbath coming. If, you know, and it doesn't matter. He says, and the auto workers, that's just minimal. If I'm not elected, there will be a bloodbath, like unbelievable, right? So, and he almost said it like, you know, if I'm not elected, there's going to be an absolute bloodbath. So he's basically calming. He's sending comms to the bad guys that they can start the process of turning over now. If they continue this game to steal the election, which they're moving towards, then there will be a bloodbath for them, right? So the comms are starting to increase. And those of us that watch the comms and report on the comms and report on the posturing that seems to be ongoing and the falling apart of the deep state system, then this is basically getting us ready for something coming. So many in the United States that have served and said their oath of office have sworn to defend and protect the United States Constitution against foreign and domestic enemies. So those of us that have said those oaths, that oath for us never ends, all right? So if, and now we are threatened by a domestic enemy, then when it is time for those of us, and if it is time for some of us to move, we will be moving. We will be moving very quickly, very effectively at taking down this deep state apparatus in whatever manner it is, whether it's just passing new legislation in our communities, because DC is completely compromised. There's nothing going to happen there. In a lot of the states, there's nothing going to happen. A lot of those places, it's going to happen at the grassroots level. So some of that is starting to happen. Some of that is starting to be pushed. So there's a groundswell that's happening from a grassroots level, which I think is extremely important at this point, because I've seen that be very, very effective in the past when I was in operational mode in the United States SEAL teams and also in the CIA, where some of us would implement certain things, start moving things in a certain area direction, and then things sort of happen very quickly, right? So it does take, you know, those that are on the ground in the field, those of us that are on the ground in the United States that are watching this, informing each other like I'm doing for many of you right now, that we're moving in a very positive direction. We're moving in a direction where things are going to start to get kinetic, right? So, and that kinetic might not be like massive, onslaughts. of warfare. I don't see that happening. There's no way that's going to happen. There's not going to be a civil war. Never saw a civil war. Even though they keep trying to inflame and incite that, it's not going to happen, right? Even if they try and pull another 9/11 or multiple 9/11s or something even more deadly and powerful, like set a nuke off in the Juan de Fuca Straits on the fault line and cook off that fault line so that it creates a tsunami, then and basically inundates the entire west coast of the United States all the way down into Mexico and causes massive destruction and damage and, you know, loss of life. If they do something like that, anything like that, like right now they're doing directed energy weapons everywhere. We know these psychopaths have this capability, right? They did it in Japan. Japan was trying to break free from a monetary system of the United States, and they set off a nuke on the fault line and caused Fukushima damage, right? And killed lots of people and caused that almost nuclear catastrophe. So it is moving in that direction where these guys will get desperate and they'll do something like that. So we're kind of like in this probably James Bond moments are going on all over the place, guys. Having been behind the scenes and done a lot of that stuff in my career in the CIA that you'll never hear about, we were doing some amazing things behind the scenes, and I guarantee you that they're still happening. There are good guys in all those intelligence agencies. I used to see the bad guys. So you see you hear about the bad guys in the CIA controlling things. Yes, there are people at the very top that do manipulate and do have their little minions down in the trenches that are causing some problems. But we were always aware of them. We were always aware of them. Didn't mean that we could and we would try our best to work around them, maybe stop out some of the bullshit they were doing. So same thing happened in military. I saw the same thing happen in the military, guys. I was effective at stopping out bullshit happening in the military. A lot of us do this stuff, right? We can't speak openly about it, and we can't come out and talk about it, some of the things that we did, because it would put our people's lives at risk. And the methods and the terminology and, you know, how it was done and so forth would be revealed, and then they would get shut down. So that is one of the things that they use top secret, you know, classifications for, to hide their operations. So there's no oversight. There's no oversight of a lot of these committees or a lot of these groups anymore. So if someone does see that, and does speak out, they're very powerful people that will shut those people down, right? So, and we've seen that for a long time. I mean, Trump is one of those. Trump was one of those people and still is one of those people that is pointing out, you know, all of these problems. And of course, they're coming after him in many different ways. So the comms are out there. Their comms are being revealed. Now, as far as like, you know, what we do, how we prepare ourselves, I think that is very important as we go forward, because if we're not prepared, if we don't have the mental focus and so forth, we're not going to be effective, right? And I'm talking about, you know, from every different, yeah. So Joe Biden, yes, got the Joe Biden death scene at Arlington when he was he supposedly went all the way over, he drove over to Arlington Cemetery. What president has ever done that before? It was basically the death of Joe Biden. That was a death ceremony for Joe Biden, right? And the Joe Biden lookalike guy went over there and was witness to it, right? And when President Trump left, he had the 21-gun salute from, I think, 4 cannons. Joe Biden had a 21-gun salute with 3 cannons, and it's a different technique. So basically, you know, we saw that the death of Joe Biden on the inauguration. So Trump got in, you know, Air Force One, right? The president's plane, and flew off into the wild blue yonder. And Joe Biden flew up on, or the actor Joe Biden flew up on, I don't know, some commercial play or whatever. flew up from his basement down in Detroit. And then they had that nonsense that was at the, supposedly at the White House. All right. So it looked like there was some kind of ceremony there, but all the military uniforms were not military uniforms. Everything was out of whack. Everything was out of place. And that was on purpose. So those are the cons that, you know, that we are trying to show you guys, talk about. So it is a constant battle, you know, to focus on, you know, the different elements out there that are misleading, causing, you know, people to be, you know, upset and frustrated and so forth. But ideally, you know, we're going to win. So one of the things that, you know, that I do and that the SEAL teams did at one time, and that the deep state is constantly coming at us. And one of the things, you know, with the bioweapon, which was the injection, remember the injection, COVID-19 injection, still people are getting boosters for that. And why is that? Because their immune systems are compromised. They almost have to now. So that's very tragic, but that was the intention. So some of that, you know, they're being injected with, things are basically breaking down their bodies and eventually probably cause their bodies to shut down. Right. So there's ways to overcome that. We talked about that on the show. One of the ways that, you know, we in the SEAL teams, and I was part of some of these, studies, we're constantly looking for, the right foods. We're constantly looking at the right workout techniques, stretching techniques, the yoga stretches we did before we, you know, started working out like crazy and running for miles and swimming for miles. All of that stuff has been slowly worked in. Now, at one time, over 20 years ago, there was, you know, these, what are called energy enhancers that were designed for the Navy SEAL teams. And when Obama came in, he basically shut that program down because you don't want your warriors to be, you know, the best that they can be. Because in a good, you know, view of that is they basically injected all of the military, right? The military has had massive trauma, massive die-offs, massive pilots having heart issues, can no longer fly. So they really... have done a disservice to not only America, but also to the military, which is, you know, we're sworn to protect and, you know, conquer enemies. So one of those enemies is basically, you know, here in the United States, it's a domestic enemy. So that happened many times throughout history. And one of those times, which is probably the most prominent in any time in history, is right now in the United States. And it's going to be taken down. So that what's it going to take? It's going to take military guys basically standing up. So being in the best shape, one of the things that I learned, you know, more recently within the last year and a half or so, was that one of the things that was designed for the SEAL teams back in the day was this energy enhancer. It's basically a patch. So a lot of you are like, I just want to take a pill and that's all. Well, how about putting a patch on your body? So that's kind of like the same thing that will fix a lot of stuff. And that's what I found, you know, miracles that are happening with the LifeWave patches. So, you know, I'm totally into that. My purpose is to promote the things that are going to make us successful going forward. And the LifeWave patch is one of those. X39, basically. Repair cellular damage. So a lot of us, you know, over time basically have our cells are shutting down. So this is almost like a reactivation of those cells. And those cells get reactivated by these different patch systems, and they have different effects on us, increasing the energy, anti-aging, anti-inflammation, improved sleep. A lot of people have miracles that are happening with this stuff. If you go into X49, basically bone density, increases bone density, muscle mass and strength. So all of these patches, I use every one of them. I use all these patches, except for the, is the one that causes the pain patch. Basically, pain patch. Basically, you know, I don't need that because I use it once. Ice wave. I use it once, and I'm one and done for me. Now, some people, we've had veterans and so forth, have had pain all the way back in Vietnam for 4 years. They use the ice wave patches, and they're like in tears within, you know, minutes. So ice wave patches, another patch that was also designed for the SEAL team. So ice wave patch and the energy enhancers. So, and then what happened? Obama comes in, shuts down the program, of course, because we can't have like super SEALs, all right? We got to have them at a certain level. And imagine all of the military having those patches. Imagine you having those patches. I've got them, and I'm ready to kick some shit, all right? So they get the energy enhancers, carnosine, glutathione. Eon is a master antioxidant, master inflammatory. So it's good for anti-stress and so forth. And we also have Albedo for the skin. And this is the one I like because I'm all in about, you know, basically the connection to God source. Activates the pineal gland. So pineal gland is basically has crystalline structure on it. And it's almost literally like an antenna, your antenna to God, right? Communication back and forth. So sleep deeper and sounder with Alabita, SB6. Now, this is one that I like too, because it's basically a digestive, increases digestive function, appetite and craving suppressor, increases organ function, which a lot of people are having problems with. You know, the vaccination program, they did a study with the, these patches, and they turned around some of the problems, a lot of the problems that people are experiencing with the vaccination craziness. So it also balances your hormones and hypothalamus. So that's another great one. As you age, your hormones get out of whack, shut down, and this basically balances it back out, turns it back on, and so forth. So that's what these patches are doing. Imagine your plants have no sunshine, and they start to wither, they start to go back, they start to die, and then you put them out in the sun, and then they spring back to life. That's what these patches do. Basically, you're putting the patches on, and, you know, things that have shut down in your body that have been compromised and so forth, it's basically reactivating them, and it's very simple, just a patch. Non-transdermal, doesn't penetrate the skin, nothing, just put it on. It's basically got a frequency. There's frequencies, crystalline structure that it's in. The lightweight patches, all very, very natural. And it basically starts to activate like stuff that in your body, frequency systems that have been turned down, turned off, or are in disrepair or damaged. So inflammation, one of the main causes of disease. You have a patch that's basically designed. Many patches actually work on that, X39, X49, and the Eon, which is the master inflammatory patch. So lots of great stuff. Now, as we move forward, I think that we see this thing kick. I think we see this thing kick. I think there's some kind of kinetic activity. I've been seeing this for a while. I see big cities, unfortunately, I think there's going to be some problems in big cities. I've been talking about this for years. I've been talking several years, almost 4 years now. I've been saying, get out of the big cities, because I'm seeing big cities have problems. And Trump has said that we will build new cities. He said we'll build, I think he said, 17 new cities. And we'll use like some of the lands that are set aside for these massive national park lands. All right. So in within maybe one of those, imagine having an incredible city that's done like Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, everything's natural. All of the stuff that keeps us healthy and so forth are, it's there. We start to live longer and longer lives, 100+, way into our hundreds. So that's the future that's coming, but we have to overcome this extreme negative group that's been controlling the world and is controlling the world right now to a certain extent, right? When Trump made his victory tour around the world, And pretty much everybody took a knee. He's like, yep, we recognize you as, you know, your group, the group you represent, as basically having seized control. So a little bit of step back, as we have seen, to basically take down more of that system. System has very brutal as far as like what they will do, start wars. So these wars have been suppressed, right? There is no war with Russia. The war that's basically going on right now in Israel, you even have the hardcore Democrats are coming out and saying that Netanyahu needs to step back some. Yeah, you think he's killed like 30,000 people. Maybe it's about time to, like, you know, cool it a little bit. But they're not going to stop. They're Nazis. They're absolute Nazis. Now, Israel was formed when Hitler basically made amends with the Jews in Germany. He's like, we're going to, like, help you set up in Israel. And why did he do that? Because that group of Jews that were also that had started the Russian Revolution, that are in Ukraine, and that are also in New York City, and that's not all the Jews. I'm not calling out Jews. I have a lot of friends that are Jewish. I love all peoples of all faith, of all skin color. It does not matter. I look at the human being. So, but there are obviously groups that formulate at some point and cause problems. All right. So Germany wanted to, you know, move some Jews out, right? So a lot of you guys are like, you know, the story is, you know, Hitler and the Germans in the area in Poland, close to the Ukrainian border. That's where all the extermination camps were. And not supposedly, they were on many different levels. They weren't just taking Jews there, guys. They were taking everybody that they didn't think fit in their new utopia, right? So the same thing is happening here in America and in Europe. They're basically bringing in a whole nother group of people to replace those of us who are here, because we have gotten too knowledgeable, right? So we know what's going on. They can't have that. They have to have people that will obey and will be the slaves that they need. So that's why they're replacing us. So a lot of plants like Tyson Foods is basically bringing in illegal aliens, and they're setting them up in their plants now and firing the people that are there, that have been there with them forever, right? So we're going to continue to see that. We're being replaced. We've talked about this for a long time, right? So that is the fascist plan. So what else do the fascists do? They have corporations. That's what fascism is all about. Basically, you have the corporations. In Germany, it was Mercedes and BMW and Pfizer and all these other corporations that basically were part of corporate fascism, Nazi system. So we're starting to see that again here. We're looking at Amazon, Meta, you know, of course, Microsoft, on and on and on. These corporations basically are part of that fascist system that is starting to take over and shutting down everything out. That is, and there's other corporations that have started to go in that direction. I could just name them off. You guys know what they are. So anyway, we continue to see this takedown of the people that basically live in these places, have lived, their families have lived there. If you look at Europe, I mean, we got families that have been there for, you know, dozens and dozens of generations. I mean, hundreds and thousand plus years, generations after generation after generation, tracing their history back. Here in America, we're like youngsters compared to, you know, Europe, you know, having in India and on and on and on. So in China, and all these places have, you know, massive, you know, history that goes back a long time. So yeah, the patches. Hiking about the patches. So basically, if you go into the description box, they're in there. And if you go to michaelkjaco.com, you hit LifeWave, and there's a way to get more information if you want. I have tons of information. I do shows all the time. So great. So U.S. Army combat engineer, 2 deployments in Germany during the Cold War. Nice. Ooh, good job. So, you know, a lot of you guys that are out there, and you, like me, we're older, but there's still, we can still be extremely functional in military time frame. There's many, many different ways that we can actually provide assistance. Our knowledge is, you know, extreme. So we can go in and, you know, advise, and maybe in some cases have direct action. Maybe in the early stages where maybe possibly things get really wacky. You're going to need a lot of, you know, people that know how to move their finger, their trigger finger, and they know how to do it correctly and, you know, sight recognition and all that kind of stuff, right? So I don't see that really for a lot of us. I don't think it's going to be that bad. I think the military, to a great extent, will be taking effective charge of that. Now, another reason why I'm pointing this out, that you're not seeing the military get involved over this last, you know, when Trump decided to basically step aside instead of pushing the envelope and going forward, you had a lot of people that were, you know, in positions that he'd not been able to get them out of there, that were still in positions of power. So those people are gone now. A lot of those people are gone, literally gone, right? I think some of them were visiting Ukraine and got blown up, and they just keep saying, oh, yeah, he's in a hospital. We didn't know where he was for a long time, but, you know, oh, well. So we're seeing, you know, these things are basically, you know, telegraphing to us. Zelensky, you know, just within a few minutes was visiting, you know, troops, and there was a Russian missile strike, and he got out of there just in time. Well, did he, or did he not? Right. So there's going to be a lot of that going on. We're going to see the, basically, I think, We've talked about how there's probably going to be an uptick in Israel action. I don't think it's happening. It should have happened by now. They should have already gone up, and they should have gone in, and they should have hit Hezbollah by now. So something's going on there. And then we got Chucky Schumer come out and say Netanyahu needs to be replaced. It's like, what? The United States supposedly doesn't do that openly, right? But he's calling for his replacement. That's insane to me. So it sounds to me that's a desperation that's going on in the deep state, guys, with those types of comments. And the same thing with Macron, that, you know, okay, it's kind of like that one movie what is that movie where there, it's like Animal House, where John Belushi is like, remember World War II when the bombing the Japanese and all that kind of crazy stuff. And he's like, let's go. And he runs out, and no one gets up and runs out with him. That's kind of what French just did. They said, okay, we're going to go into Ukraine, and we're going to kick ass. And then everybody, and crickets. So something's going on. This basically being telegraphed here with that. Everybody's like, no, we're not following you, John Belushi, Macron. So it is, something is very, very obvious there, in my opinion, that these guys are falling apart. So that's a good sign. We want to see more of that. I'd rather see that than all of the NATO countries go into Ukraine and get annihilated, and then you know, Russia having to say, we warned you, now we're going to nuke you. Right. So we don't want that. We don't want that. Russia's been constantly saying that. Don't make me push this button. Don't make me push this button. Because I promise you, if the roles were reversed, that button would have been pushed a long time ago, guys. So he's keeping the lid on it. He is definitely keeping the lid on it while he is annihilating NATO. All of it. All right. So NATO has built up, and it was supposedly at first supposed to be a united front against a war with Russia, a Cold War. Remember the Cold War? That was back when Russia was captured by the deep state, Soviet Union. That was a deep state. It was a deep state capture. And this is good for us to learn from that experience that they had, is that there were people that said, don't worry, the military is going to come back and take them down. It never happened. It was a psyop. It was a psyop. So we have to watch for that kind of stuff within these communities, guys. So there's people that are doing psyops. I pointed this stuff out. There's a lot of us come out, point this stuff out, but still people follow them. That's your choice. It's like, there's a lot of people we pointed out, don't get vaccinated, and a lot of people still get vaccinated. So that doesn't mean everybody's going to die from the vaccination. Some of you guys, I think, got the, you know, hydroxychloroquine. And then they came out with Omicron, and then it came at us again, or somebody released something that was less harmful, and so we got basically herd immunity much quicker. So I think it was brilliant. Whoever did that, whoever designed that, they probably knew that these guys were going to dump this stuff on us and already had that. So covert operations. I think Omicron was absolutely a covert operation. And once that came out, it pretty much, that was the end of the vaccination push by the deep state. Omicron created herd immunity and they had to back down. All right. So, but unfortunately, there's tremendous devastations because of the vaccination. Remember all those people that came out and accused those that were unvaccinated? Whether you're vaccinated or not, you should have been looking at that, going, that is super wrong. And we had all of those, you know, stars that came out and said that if you're unvaccinated and you're in the hospital, they should kick you out. There were people that were saying that, a lot of people. If you're unvaccinated, F you, and just all these stars, and a lot of them are dead now, but because they had to get the vaccination too. They weren't immune to it. They're like, we have to like get everybody vaccinated. So they're like, yes, jawohl, heil, and they went and got their vaccinations, and a lot of them didn't live through that, right? There's a long list, unbelievably long list of stars and music artists and so forth that refuse to have anybody come to their concerts unless they're vaccinated, refuse to have any, and just went off on tangents on people that weren't vaccinated. And a lot of those people are getting sick all the time now. They're getting sick all the time, all right? We're seeing it all of them. If you see a star that's getting sick, check out and see if they got vaccinated. And if they basically were all adamant about everybody else getting vaccinated, and those that weren't vaccinated, there were POSs and so forth. So, you know, I have compassion for that. I don't care. I don't really care about that. What I care about is taking down the military machine and disintegrating the military machine. That other stuff is going to fix itself. Like all those doctors that pushed that, the nurses and so forth, those hospitals that were in on it, all of them are going to be held accountable. They're going to be sued. All right. That will be the first process. And remember how what's the one guy that the football star that supposedly knifed his the running back? What's his name? I'll think of it in a minute, or somebody will say it. No jabs here, good. So the mass psychosis during COVID was scary. Yeah, it was very scary. I was like, how far is this going to go? It was insane. OJ, very good. Red Sea. So OJ Simpson, you guys remember that? Big, you know, story. They tried to do the criminal case that didn't go through. So then they came back and they did a, they sued him and they got a lot of money from him. And then he ends up going to jail anyway, because he like stole some stuff. But, you know, that's the way I think a lot of these guys, it's going to end up that way for them. They basically pushed the vaccination, knowing that it was not a good thing. All right. No vaccination at this point, guys. You should know at this point, no vaccination is good. And please, if you have children, stop. Really, really, really need to look at the vaccination and how it is not effective, right? So, yeah, there's people that pushed it. There's people that talk about it. I think there's different, and I talked about this in another show about, you know, Trump pushing it. There are optics, I think, that he was involved in talking about it. So we'll see. Now, if there is a debate, and we have a debate with him and Kennedy is going to ask that question, because Kennedy is not a vaxxer. Although he does say, so it's like a paper tiger. He's a paper tiger non-vaxxer, because he says vaccines are effective. He does say that. He says vaccines are effective for the specific thing they're designed for. I'm like, whoa, dude. Like, what? So, you know, he is, but there's problems with him, because they jeopardize the rest of you. So on one hand, he's like, yeah, vaccines are good, but they do compromise the immune system and they do cause problems. And there are problems and blah, 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 blah. Whitmer was Hitler here in Michigan. Yeah, I mean, he died and she needs to be punished. Oh, yeah. Whitmer, absolutely. Absolutely. Is she even still there? Whitmer was Hitler here in Michigan. She's still there? Was? You're saying was? Is Whitmer gone now? Good God, I hope so. Because I said Cuomo would be the first to go. And I said that Newsom would be second. Remember how Newsom disappeared for 2 weeks? I don't think that's Newsom. Whoever's doing that is playing some kind of role where it's just so ridiculously screwed up, kind of like Joe Biden, that it's like, no, it's like, no one can be that bad. No one can be that stupid. But I don't know. I could be wrong. So, Master Coach, yep. The modification was adding insanity to the mix. Hey, Mike, yeah, I walked away from a six-figure job. Ruined me financially at a late stage in life. Yes, Westgate, that's, you know, I've heard from so many people that did that and made that choice. I don't know if you've looked back on some of the people that stayed and got vaccinated and are probably gone or have massive problems, but I mean, what price your health? I talked to this one lady. I was at an event one time. She and her husband, and they came up to me. They were thanking me for all the stuff that you know, I revealed on the vaccination stuff, and they said that our son, because I was at the Naval Academy for a period of time as a senior enlisted, helping you know, push the guys that were wanting to become SEALs and doing some other stuff there. So she came up to me and talked to me about how her son had gone all the way through the Naval Academy 4 years, and it's a tough school. It is super tough, not just physically, but the academics is insane there. They go through quite a regimen, and plus they have to do like that, the march and all the crazy stuff they do, military bearing stuff. So they go through a lot of stuff. I had a lot of respect for them. So it was good to see that. And I always wondered, why are the Navy SEALs, or at least the guys that come in the Navy SEAL training that come from the academy, the officers that come from the academy, every single one of them like crushed it. They made it all the way through, right? And I was like, what's going on there? So it was great to go back and see what they actually have a little mini Hell Week there. And I was involved with it one time, and I was like, dang, it was cold. It was some cold water they were in. So I think it was like in definitely in winter time, just before Christmas or something. So they go through a lot, you know, they go through a lot. And so this woman came up to me, she and her husband, they're very serious, very thankful that I had helped inform them over the years. And their son had made it all the way through Naval Academy, and he was going to be a pilot. Now, Navy SEALs and Navy pilots, they're the toughest ones to get into. If you become a pilot, that's pretty badass. So John McCain, the fact that he became a pilot was because he had an Admiral Daddy, because he was like the bottom of his class. He was number two in his class, right, from the bottom. And that doesn't work. That's not – and he was a horrible pilot. He was a horrible pilot, and he got shot down. And it wasn't just a fluke. He had a lot of his plane shot up. So the real pilots, I heard from them while I, you know, throughout my career and afterwards, they didn't have high regard for John McCain. And of course, we know John McCain, when he passed away and he had his coffin, he had a wrinkled flag, just like, which is basically a traitor. And I could tell you story after story about him basically going to, Syria and working with al-Baghdadi. And he also went to Ukraine, and he helped put in the Nazis in Ukraine. So there's a lot of bad things. So he definitely deserved the traitor wrinkled flag, as well as Daddy Bush. He got a wrinkled flag as well, because we know that he's a baddie too. So they basically said that their son had made this decision. So I don't know if their son watched it. They tell me if their son watched me or if he got his insights from other rounds. But I have had a lot of Naval Academy guys come up to me and tell me how that I've helped them over the years. But they came up to me and said that he had, instead of getting the vaccination, because they made it mandatory there at the academy, just like they did in the rest of the military, he said, no, I'm not. I'm going to refuse it. And so he left. He left the academy. Imagine. You sacrificed 4 years of your life to get an education, a degree at a military academy. It's hard to get in there to begin with. Very, very hard. You have to have super high academic scores. You have to be approved by a couple congressmen or something. It's crazy how you get approved. And then you go through all that training, all that stuff. I'm sure he had some good times too, probably a lot of them. But he walked away from that instead of getting a vaccination. So they were like, we have friends that are pilots. And I guess this gentleman was also a pilot. And they have friends that were on the cusp of basically refusing and went ahead and did it. They were pilots. Now their lives are shit, right? Their lives are all messed up. Their health is ruined. They no longer can fly. So it is, I think a lot of these people are going to be held accountable, guys. So we'll see. We'll see how this works out. The encryption keys were located on the machines and easily accessible. McCain was the cause of USS Forrestal flight deck disaster. Absolutely. I was a damage controlman, a full technician, damage controlman, in the military, because they didn't have a SEAL-specific thing. You take tests in the Navy, and then you get advanced by how well you're doing the test and your evaluation and so forth. So they didn't actually have, at that time, they do now, they didn't have a Navy SEAL, job title, right? So you had to have something else. So I was a HT, cold technician, and a damage controlman. So I learned how to fight fires, went through all the schools and stuff like that. On ships, boy, that's crazy. Fighting fires on ships and down inside ships. I learned how to do that. Oh, wow. So I have a huge respect for firefighters, and you should too. But they showed us the USS Forrestal fire. I was like, wow. And you could see there was like this one jet that a rocket went off. Now, John McCain supposedly, probably through his daddy, was pushing to have this particular rocket because they want to get rid of this rocket because it was like flaky. It overheated easily or something and went off like it did on the USS Forrestal that day. Now, who do you think was the plane in front of that plane that basically goosed basically they have this one thing they call it goosing, I guess, and they basically hit the afterburners on the jet, and they goosey jet spook each other on the jet behind them, because they all line up behind each other and they go whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You catapult it off. That was John McCain. John McCain set off that rocket that killed dozens and dozens and dozens and ruined the Forrestal, USS Forrestal, right? That was John McCain. And they had to fly John McCain off very quickly. Otherwise, there probably would have been a riot and they probably would have been pulled him apart. So, but nothing ever happened. He basically kept flying, I guess, crashing planes and damaging planes like crazy because he's an idiot pilot. And then he, you know, got shot down because he flew too low. He'd fly too low. He'd hot dog in Vietnam. He'd come back with his planes all shot up, and he was hot dog at one time, and he got shot down. And then they put him in the Hanoi Hilton. That was a play on terms, of course. But he had separate quarters. Now, how the hell did he get that? All the other guys talk about how they got tortured. They lived in small cells and constantly tortured. He's in his own, like, little cell. Somebody hooked him up in Vietnam. It's like the deep state has deep ties everywhere. It's pretty incredible. So, yeah, John McCain, definitely a deep state puppet boy right from the beginning, guys. Very bad man, background, not respected by any of us who know his real story. So I remember watching that, and I remember the horror of seeing that fire, that conflagration that happened, and other rockets and other jets started going off and blowing up. And so the fire detail they put on their, like, you know, cover stuff, and they're like running out, and there's huge explosion, blows up the fire detail. So then they got a backup, just a throw together group of guys. They throw on the gear and they start running out there. Blow another huge explosion, kills all those guys. It was hell on that flight deck, guys. If you can, they probably have that out there. Look up the USS Forrestal fire, right? John McCain started that, right? So, and they're not going to talk about it. You can't find that anywhere, but the guys over there will tell you. All right. So is this demon witch daughter, speaking of demon witch daughter, John McCain's daughter, yeah. So, it is a lot of stuff out there that needs to be revealed. All right. And it is being revealed. And a lot of these people are being taken down. A lot of these people are being, destroyed behind the scenes. Someone's being pushed up, you know, to continue that narrative, like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, both of them wearing masks. What happened to Andrew Cuomo? Where'd he go? And I said that Whitmer would be the third to get taken down. So I don't know if she's still there. I think it's suspect if she is. So who else? Who else in the governor mansions are going to be removed? We just recently had... who's that South Dakota governor? That woman that runs South Dakota. She basically just passed Kristi Noem. So she throws support facing legal action over legal praising. What's that? So she's... The way I understand it, and I just kind of like briefly looked at it, I've seen a lot of people sharing it, is that you can't speak out against anyone in the Jewish community. If you speak out against someone in the Jewish community, you can be held accountable and face fines or go to jail. So that's against free speech, obviously. Does that also apply to, you know, all these other people basically now that are starting to say Netanyahu needs to be taken out, Chuckie Schumer, because he's basically talking bad about Jewish people, right? So that's something about Kristi Noem. We all thought that she was like, you know, one of the faces of the future. But if that's really the case, she's done, you know. So I'm looking for it. Let's see. Dakota Governor Jewish bill. See if it pops. So here it is. Governor Noam signs historic bill to combat anti-Semitism into law. So it's basically HB 1076, which requires the consideration of the definition of anti-Semitism when investigating unfair or discriminatory practices into law. Ever since the horrific attack, terrorist attack on the state of Israel on October 7th, we have seen a shocking spike in anti-Semitic acts of hatred around the world, including some isolated incidents right here in South Dakota. I don't know. Maybe they're being suppressed, but I haven't seen them. What say you guys, right? So is this a narrative that's been created to basically optics to give these people cover so that they can continue their illegality behind the scenes? Kind of like what I talked to you guys about as far as like top secret organizations that have compartmentalization, so there's no oversight. There's no oversight. Oh, it's a top secret. We're not going to investigate that. So we have Kathy O'Brien. I've done shows with Kathy O'Brien. Basically, was trafficked as a girl, and she was trafficked to many people, even President Reagan, in political realms. Now she was traumatized, obviously. And she overcame her trauma and her daughter. And many, many, many others have also gone through this. So she tried to basically sue them, and they wouldn't carry the cases because it's secret, or basically secret, top secret, what she was involved in. So that's great. That's how they do that. That's how they protect themselves. So is this basically... AIPAC and Israel lobby pulls the puppet strings. You know, we need to look at these things, and I'm all about free speech for everybody. Everybody, I don't care who it is. You know, I get verbally attacked, I'm sure, every day, right? In a lot of places. It is, you know, if we want to debate, that's fine. But a lot of these attacks are just flat out negative attacks trying to destroy my character. The deep state has been trying to destroy my character for many, many years since I left their organization. All right. Since they destroyed my life. And then I went low key and rebuilt myself. So, there's a lot of us have been affected by this. All right. So this could be one of those ways they keep those people in the background protected. Right. So they can do their evil bullshit. And that needs to be looked at, right? That's free speech is free speech. If I talk about Kazarian Mafia, I'm going to friggin' talk about it. And if someone wants to shut me down, that's like YouTube. That's up to them. But I'm going to move around. I'm going to keep coming. That's just the way I am. I have no fear about these guys. That doesn't mean that I'm like nanner, 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 right? I'm very low key. I shoot my bullets and then move, right? So there's definitely a lot of us that are doing that, but some people are, you know, doing some covering, doing cover work, and that needs to be exposed. Is Kristi Noem doing that? I don't know. What's going on? Well, we know that Chuckie Schumer is bad at the phone, right? So he just needs to go away, period, at some point. Is he Mickey Klan rocks? Yeah. So Mickey Klan is basically supposedly behind the scenes. She's telling us that within a week or two, they're going to have basically the outline that all of us can use in every city, every county in the U.S. and the world, that will basically have the right verbiage. So the right verbiage is very important for these A clowns, right? So if you don't have the right verbiage, then, you know, they have their verbiage and then they can shut you down and blah, blah, blah. And they, she's talking about how they're in Maricopa County, the most, probably one of the most corrupt counties in the U.S., although I think almost all of them are. That's one of the most corrupt. They're trying to come into the city council meetings and get them to look at stuff that's really a problem, like the voting system and on and on and on. And they don't have anything to do with them. They just push all these agendas, like, dog parlors and I'm just making stuff up, of course, but they, what they're all making, what the latest dessert crave is. So that's what a lot of these councils do. They just talk bullshit. They don't get down to business and take care of business, of we the people. They are servants to us. They are under us, and they're acting like our rulers, and that's got to change. And that's going, and it is changing, right? Joe Biden is not the ruler of me, right? Or you. He is our servant, and he does what we, the people, tell him to do, or otherwise he needs to be held accountable. And if that's not good enough, then he needs to be removed from office, right? Impeached. So is that going to happen? Oh, no. Kind of trying to move in that direction. Talk bullshit and take our money. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Same thing in the military. Talk bullshit and take money. That's what a lot of the senior officers do. All right, guys. That's all I got for right now. I got some St. Patty's Day. I got some, what is it? What is that? Corn? What is that stuff we eat on St. Patrick's Day? I've been up a lot, so, and I'm getting ready to travel, so let's see. Corned beef. It's corned beef, I think. So I got that, and cabbage, corned beef and cabbage. Corned beef and cabbage, yes. Okay. Thank you, Opossum King. Opossum King. Opossum King. That's a great one. We're just now talking about rulers and you got a Opossum King informing me, help me work through a mental little problem there. Corned beef and cabbage. Thank you. So very aromatic. It's cabbage. So we have salad. I have like these trees. They're not real trees. They're like basically these plastic things that basically have, they're round. They have little things in them where you put dirt and a seed and it basically grows. And it basically filters water, constant water. And basically all these things are growing on it. And I get fresh salad every day. It's beautiful. So you want to do that because you never know what's going to happen. I have plenty of seeds and all kind of crazy stuff. Plenty of water, plenty of food, plenty of frozen goods. I got generators, solar power generators, all kind of crazy stuff. So never know because they're talking that April 8th, there's going to be like this total eclipse of the sun across America. Starts in Mexico, goes across America, and it goes through many of the cities that have Nineveh in it. So Nineveh in the old days was kind of like what America is now, very evil. Right? And going around and like killing, destructing all over the place. And basically God came in and is like, went bam. And so when that solar eclipse of the sun goes across, those areas that are termed Nineveh, it's kind of like it's a takedown in each state. That's what a lot of people are saying. So I think it's going to be great. My hubby of 8 years was a chief at fire department in Houston, Texas. Thank you. Thank you for his service. It is tough. The chief. So I had chiefs in my family too, in the fire department. It's like two of them definitely. And then one of them basically, I don't know if he ever, I think he got debilitated and he didn't make it the chief, but Yeah, they were chiefs. They were highly respected for a long time. Okay, guys, that's all I got for now. Lots of love to you guys. It's interesting times. It's interesting times to try and figure out, you know, exactly what's going on. It's kind of like the chess game is like, you know, in 5D chess is definitely going on. You have to be thinking way outside the box. If you're down here in 3D, it's not going to work so well for you. You're going to get tired. You're going to get fearful. You're going to get angry. But if you go bigger picture and start working outside that box in higher dimensional realms, using your intuition, unleash your intuition, then you're going to start to see things. You're going to become calmer, more relaxed. You're going to send love to the baddies, and that's going to destroy them. Because they're evil, they can't be around love, and it works really well. Electroculture, yeah. So there's like you can do the copper stuff. I've seen a lot of the copper stuff, where people are taking wound copper and making like an antenna, put it in gardens, and the gardens are like blooming like crazy, massive amounts. So mine is basically water culture. It's basically the water just keeps going through. The roots basically reach out into, as the water trickles down throughout the whole little sphere thing. And they grow. And they grow like crazy. Because you have stuff you put in there that basically feeds it, you know, all the stuff the plants like, I guess. And Are you growing here? Yeah. So it's growing out. So I'm going to be traveling to areas where it could come in handy, and you'll hear about it. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you so much for listening to Unleashing Intuition Secrets, the podcast. Until next time, stay in the love vibration as you continue your journey to become the master of your reality.